Unit 6, Price, Basic Expressions. If you can reduce the price by 5%, we shall be able to order 200 metric tons.
Business is possible if you increase the price by 2%.
We are not interested unless your price is reduced to a level in line with the market price.
We have been informed that the current price on your side is much higher than what you say.
Sellers decide to wait, no matter when the price picks up.
Our prices are highly competitive when you consider quality.
Our price is net, without commission.
To meet your requirements, we would like to reduce our price by 2%, which I hope will be satisfactory to you.
I'm awfully sorry. This is our floor price. If you find it unworkable, we may as well call the deal off.
Will you please quote FOB Brussels in U.S. dollars?
It's better for us to have a talk on price terms, because it is one of the key points in our dealings.
I'll have to consult my home office before I can give you a definite answer on the price terms.
Conversations. Dialogue 1. I've come to hear about your offer for Brussels.
We have the offer ready for you. Let me see. Here it is. 100 cases Houston Brussels, 57 millimeters, at 10 pounds sterling per kilogram. CIF European make ports for shipment in June 2001. The offer is valid for 5 days.
Why, your price has soared. It's almost 25% higher than last year's. It would be impossible for us to push any sales at such a price.
I'm a little surprised to hear you say that. You know very well that the markets for bristles have gone up a great deal in recent months. The price we offer compares favorably with quotations you can get elsewhere.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you there. I must point out that your price is higher than some of the quotations we've received from other sources.
But you must take the quality into consideration. Everyone in the trade knows that U.S.'s bristles are of superior quality to those from other countries.
I agree that yours are of better quality, but there's competition from synthetic products, too. You can't very well ignore that. Prices for synthetic bristles haven't changed much over the years.
There's practically no substitute for bristles for certain uses. That's why demand for natural bristles keeps rising in spite of cheaper synthetic ones. To be frank with you, if it were not for the long-standing relationship between us, we would hardly be willing to make you a firm offer at this price.
Well, we'll have a lot of difficulties in persuading our clients to buy at this price. But I'll have to try, I suppose. Dialogue 2. I believe you studied our proposal for fertilizers.
Yes, Mr. Smith, and we're very much interested.
It's almost 20 years since we first supplied you with our products in 1984. To our regret, for one reason or another, business between us has failed to develop. I hope we'll succeed in concluding some business this time.
As we repeatedly stated, U.S. does business on the basis of equality, mutual benefit, and exchange of needed goods. If these principles are adhered to, I'm certain that mutually beneficial business will result.
May we hear your comments on our products?
We find the quality of your samples well up to standard and suitable for our requirements. On the other hand, we've received offers for higher quality products. So business depends very much on your prices.
Taking everything into consideration, you'll find that our prices compare favorably with the quotations you can get elsewhere.
I'm not sure of that. Before coming to the discussion of price, may I point out that we would like to have you quote us on an FOB basis.
I don't quite understand. For bulk goods such as chemical fertilizers, it's the sellers who arrange the shipping space. It is more convenient for us as well as for you.
Well, we prefer to have a U.S. National Chartering Corporation take care of the shipping. It doesn't make a difference to you, does it?
Well, it does make a slight difference, but we'll do as you request. Dialogue 3. I have here our price sheet on an FOB basis. The prices are given without engagement.
Good. If you'll excuse me, I'll go over the sheet right now.
Take your time.
I can tell you at a glance that your prices are much too high.
I'm surprised to hear you say so. You know that the cost of production has been skyrocketing in recent years.
We only ask that your prices be comparable to others. That's reasonable, isn't it?
Well, to get the business done, we can consider making some concessions in our price. But first, you'll have to give me an idea of the quantity you wish to order from us, so that we may adjust our prices accordingly.
The size of our order depends greatly on the prices. Let's settle that matter first.
Well, as I've said, if your order is large enough, we're ready to reduce our prices by 2%.
When I say your prices are much too high, I don't mean they are higher merely by 2 or 3%.
How much do you mean then? Can you give me a rough idea?
To have this business concluded, I should say a reduction of at least 10% would help.
Impossible. How can you expect us to make a reduction to that extent?
I think you are as well informed as I am about the market for chemical fertilizers. It's unnecessary for me to point out the supply exceeds demand at present, and that this situation is apt to continue for a long time yet. May I suggest that you call your home office and see what they have to say?
Very well, I will. Substitution drills. 1. Our price is US$98 per pound.
I must say the price is too high for me to accept.
Our price is US$98 per pound.
I must point out that the price is too high to interest us.
Our price is US$98 per pound.
I can assure you the price is too high to be competitive. 2. I hope you'll quote favorably.
Our rates are in line with the world market.
I hope you'll quote us your best terms.
Our prices fit in with today's market situation.
I hope you'll give us your lowest price quotes.
We always give our customers the best terms. 3. Our users are under the impression that your prices are usually on the high side compared with those of other suppliers.
One can't consider price separately from quality.
Our users have the idea that your prices are usually a bit too high.
One has to take quality into account.
Our users are of the opinion that your prices are usually rather stiff.
When comparing prices, one has to take into consideration the quality of the goods. 4. Other suppliers are offering a much higher rate of commission.
2% is the usual commission we allow for a small quantity.
Other suppliers are offering a much better price.
$100 is actually the lowest we can do for a small quantity.
Other suppliers are offering more favorable payment terms.
$100 is actually the lowest we can do for a small quantity. 5. That's the best we can do. We can't go any lower.
That's the lowest price we can offer. We can't take less.
That's our bottom price.
6. If we guarantee an annual order of a certain amount, would you give us a special discount?
We can make that kind of arrangement with you.
If we guarantee an annual order of a certain amount, would you give us a higher rate of commission?
We will have to know how much you can guarantee first.
If we guarantee an annual order of a certain amount, would you give us some advertising expenses?
We can't promise anything before we know more of your plan. 7. We may offer you allowances on a sliding scale.
Could you put it more exactly?
We may offer you allowances on a sliding scale.
Could you put it more precisely?
We may offer you allowances on a sliding scale.
Could you give the details? 8. The price depends on the size.
The price depends on the quality.
The price depends on the material.
The price depends on the style. 9. It sells at 20 yuan a case.
It sells at 50 pounds a case.
It sells at $40 a case.
It sells at 35 marks a case. 10. How much is this large size one?
How much is the electronic fan?
How much is the computer software?
11. It's about 300 yuan, including the case.
It's about 300 yuan, including the postage.
It's about 300 yuan, including the batteries.